once again, and welcome. If you can all find your seats, I think we are ready to start.
We need some help to make them.
So let me start by thanking our hosts, Prime Minister Davutoglu and Foreign Minister Çavuşoğlu, for hosting us so nicely here in Turkey. Dear Ahmed and dear Mevlut, I really appreciate your great hospitality. We are starting our meeting today with Afghanistan, and I think that's really fitting, because in Afghanistan we have invested a lot. Together we have achieved a lot, and we want to ensure that Afghanistan continues to move forward. So today we will discuss our support to Afghanistan beyond the end of our current mission, including a continued presence of civilian and military personnel. I thank Foreign Minister Rabbani for joining us today. And I will commend President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah for their leadership and their vision for their nation. This is an important moment in Afghanistan's history, and national unity is vital for Afghanistan's future. But let us not be under any illusions. Afghanistan remains a dangerous place. Afghan soldiers and police have been engaged in fierce fighting since they took responsibility for securing the country at the start of this year. But they have shown tremendous courage and determination, and they are doing an exceptional good job. Of course, they will need training, advice and support. And this is what our mission, Resolute Support, is providing to Afghanistan. So I also express my thanks to the nations contributing personnel and financially to our common efforts in Afghanistan. We honor the sacrifices made by Afghanistan, by Afghan and international personnel over so many years. And we will continue to stand with Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan in the future. Let me now hand over the floor to Prime Minister Davutoglu for his opening remarks. I know that you are doing a lot of campaigning and that your, voice already is affected by that. So I'm very grateful that you have taken the time to come here and to address the foreign ministers of NATO together with the partners in our Resolute Support mission. So warmly welcome and thank you for hosting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General, distinguished ministers and delegates. On behalf of my government, I am more than pleased to welcome you all in Antalya on the occasion of the NATO Foreign Ministers' meeting. I have attended several such meetings in my previous capacity as the Turkish Foreign Minister, but today it is the first time that I am addressing a session of the NATO Foreign Ministers' meeting as Prime Minister. It is good to be back among our friends. Today we are facing multiple challenges in and around our region. Intrastate conflicts, ethnic and sectarian strifes, domestic power struggles with cross-border effects are all evolving around NATO territories. These challenges leave negative effects not only on our collective security, but also on our public orders, economies, cultures and societies. Today's crisis obliges us to develop a forward-thinking culture in order to confront new set of challenges. Preparedness and responsiveness have become two indispensable elements when shaping our security and defense policies. It is with this understanding that Turkey has offered to assume the responsibility of framework nation in the very high readiness joint task force for 2021. Turkey's unmatched geostrategic location gives us a unique perspective on all these challenges that I mentioned. Turkey feels direct impacts of every development that emerges from the areas of instability surrounding the southern and eastern flanks. We are poised to act with our allies in order to make a vital and constructive contribution in facing the full spectrum of challenges. In Afghanistan, we all know that there is still a long way in order to attain the capacity to cope with the evolving security challenges there. We need to consolidate our achievements and continue to help the Afghan authorities to implement the needed reforms during the transformation decade. Achievements of the last 13 years in Afghanistan are still fragile. That is why we see the continuation of NATO's and the wider international community's presence in Afghanistan necessary beyond 2016. We will support Afghanistan both bilaterally and including through NATO as long as it is necessary and the Afghan people so require. With this understanding, we have assumed the responsibility of Kabul International Airport in addition to and in line with our Resolute Support Mission Framework Nation responsibility in the Kabul area. We will also contribute $60 million for the financial sustainment of the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces over the 2015-2017 period. The crisis in Ukraine showed us how fragile is the security and stability in Europe. Ukraine should be supported so that it can better provide security to its own people. While extending our hand to Ukraine, we should not forget particularly the sufferings of the Crimean people. Illegal annexation of Crimea cannot be accepted in any way. Maintaining our contacts with the Crimean Tatars and prevent their isolation is crucial in this regard. The conflict in Syria has entered its fifth year. More than 220,000 people have lost their lives so far. 12 million Syrians have become refugees and internally displaced persons. There are more than 1.7 million Syrians in Turkey. While hosting them, we have spent around $5.6 billion so far, while the total amount of aid from the whole international community has remained only at around $356 million. We have been supporting a political solution to end this crisis. This can only be achieved through a genuine political transition on the basis of the legitimate demands and aspirations of the Syrian people. Without the Syrian National Coalition, any political process in Syria will face lack of legitimacy both in the international fora and on the ground. As the Daesh threat grows, we see an increasing violence of terrorism at our doorstep. Being the only NATO country that shares a land border with Daesh-controlled areas, this terrorist organization is a direct threat to our national security. In order to eliminate Daesh in Syria and Iraq, which should be seen as a single theater of operation, international community requires to better coordinate and cooperate its presence. We should also deal with the root causes of the Daesh terror, and that requires a comprehensive strategy, including military, political, economic, and humanitarian dimensions. As terror has no religion, we should strongly resist those who attempt to associate Islam with terrorism. Such correlation is not only utterly wrong, but it also undermines our efforts toward to delegitimization of Daesh. Any successful strategy needs strong partners. NATO's partnership mechanism paved the way for a comprehensive approach to tackle with emerging risks and threats. Therefore, we see NATO's partnership mechanisms as an important part of the alliance's cooperative security task. We also expect all partners to act in line with the basic parameters of the partnerships. All Euro-Atlantic organizations, including the EU, should demonstrate the same degree of openness, transparency, and particularly the desire to work together in accordance with the agreed principles. We also need an inclusive approach and consultation process free of any sense of competitiveness. This is a prerequisite for ensuring full coherence and complementarity between our institutions. Such an approach is essential for ensuring a prosperous future for all of us. Before I conclude, let me announce here that we are ready to host a NATO summit after Warsaw. It will be a great pleasure to see you again in Turkey, next time not for a meeting but for a holiday with your families. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ahmed, for both your remarks and for all the offers you are offering to the alliance. And I would like to not only thank you for your contribution for so many years in Afghanistan, but also what you just said about being ready to be a framework nation for the very high readiness spearhead force we are establishing in NATO, because that is part of our adaptation to the changed security environment, and it is increasing the readiness and the preparedness of our forces. And we would very much like to come back to Turkey with our families, and not just sit inside but also be outside the hotel. But I think this time we have to spend most of the time inside. But thank you so much, and this ends the public part of this meeting. So I will thank the representatives of the media, and then we will in a moment continue.